It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday, November 13th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. It's got to be like a bath of endorphins, a $5 or $10 million check to get your big idea for a YouTube channel off the ground. Google sent out $100 million of these checks in January. But imagine the stress hormones when word comes that people aren't watching enough and the money is getting cut off. Advertising Age is now reporting that more than half the channels are about to get dropped. Sivi Vaidyanathan is chair of the Media Studies Department at the University of Virginia and the author of the book, The Googleization of Everything.
Every time Google makes a tweak or a change, hearts are broken, dreams are broken, and potential fortunes evaporate. There's nothing anyone can do about it, but I do think it shows just how dependent we have become on Google, especially if you are trying to make a name for yourself on the web.
So far, the list of channels getting the axe has not been revealed, but Marketplace's Silicon Valley reporter Queena Kim has been speaking to YouTube, and they offered hints about what is working for an audience that's diverse and under 40.
One of the shows that they've pointed me to is a show called Awkward Black Girl. It's by a woman named Issa Rae. She's African-American and is a big fan of shows like Curb Your Enthusiasm, Seinfeld, Parks and Rec, shows that we sort of think of as white shows that she never saw herself in. And so, you know, in YouTube web fashion, she decided to create one.
So there's that show. What else?
There's a channel that YouTube is funding called Yum Yum F. It's an Asian-American channel that is run by three people. One of them is a guy named Justin Lin. He is the director of the Fast and Furious franchise. So he's a very mainstream entertainment director. But they've also teamed up with two Asian American YouTube stars. They created the top 10 subscribed to YouTube channels in all of history of YouTube. So they've got a huge following. They are Asian American boys. They're very cute in sort of this boy pop way. But their following is super diverse. Yes, it skews a little bit more Asian American and female, but it's actually young people who happen to be kids of color who are watching this.
Marketplace's Queena Kim. We've put links to Yum Yum F and the Awkward Black Girls channels at marketplacetech.org if you want to check them out. Imagine this kid. One day he'll grow up to study engineering at Stanford, but years ago he's watching Luke Skywalker in Star Wars The Empire Strikes Back.
Skywalker lost his hand. His father cut his hand off, and a robot repaired his hand. And I remember the robot poking on his finger, and he goes, ouch. I think that kind of seeded, I guess, my entire research career working on skin technologies that can help prosthetic devices.
Benjamin T. is now a grad student and part of a research team at Stanford that's come up with a plastic that repairs itself like skin heals itself. Hydrogen bonds and nanoparticles are part of the secret. It's something that could help make gadgets fix themselves after you drop them, or prosthetic devices for humans recover after a gash. The plastic is electrically conductive, so it can be controlled. And T. says it all happens quickly.
Conductivity restores within 15 seconds, close to 90%, and the mechanical strength restores up to 75% in several minutes. And over time, it heals 100%. So it's actually much faster than human skin can heal itself, which I think is pretty cool.
T says this project started after he nicked himself, not with a lightsaber, but by trying to slice cheese. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.